I want to talk about something that turns me on when I am laying in bed or when I need some sort of image to come with. I don't always have to look at porn. I say this kind of tongue-in-cheek because I make audio porn. But I don't need to look at images. I don't even really need to listen to audios myself. There's like a couple of things that I go to, and I feel like everyone probably has those like images that are so sexy above anything else, and it's curious, what does that say about us? But the one I go back to is when I was 18. I used to have this fantasy where I'd be in a very small room that was comfortable, very sparsely furnished, and in that room was a bed, and I would be laying on the bed, and a man would come into the room, and he was older, and this older man would, he would want to teach me what it's like to feel pleasure. Now, remember, the context for this is that I was in a pretty conservative upbringing. I wasn't exposed to a lot of things, but I had this really crazy urge, or this image. I dreamt about it regularly. I guess this is like a regular dream I had. I said I was laying in this bed, and my dad's friend, and it wasn't a specific friend, it was just like some hot older man, basically, that he would come into that room, and I'd be laying there in like a lacy underwear set and a summer dress kind of thing. And by the way, I am touching myself right now as I tell this story. I'm sitting in my car waiting for this line to get smaller for an ice cream shop. Is that perverted? It's in the corner. No one can see me. I'm not being a weirdo. Like, I'm not being a weirdo. Trust me on that, okay? Not being a weirdo. it's getting turned on by this story, but back to the story. So I'm laying on this bed, and I've never kissed anyone, and I've never obviously had anyone touch me. And this man is not going to kiss me. Like, the point of this is not that he is going to kiss me or that he is going to have sex with me. He is going to show me what it's like to have pleasure. And he can only do this with his hands. So in this dream, he takes my dress off, or asks me to take my dress off. It's not predatory at all. Even I was 18, you know. He was older, maybe like 10 years older. And I would take my dress off, and then in that little lacy bra on my young, very perky tits, he would take his thumbs and he would rub my nipples through the material, and they would get so hard. Yeah, they would get so, so hard, and I would be so confused and not understanding why it felt so, so good. He wouldn't take the bra off. He would just rub them over the bra, roll his thumb around them, squeeze them, maybe grab the breast and just like lightly caress it. Nothing forceful, always tender. And I would just be laying there panting, even just from this touching of the nipples. Sometimes the dream would end there and I would wake up really like just wet between my legs. But other times the dream went further, and he would take and trace his hand down my tummy and just tease the elastic waistband on my panties. They were sheer lace. You could see through them, probably like a pretty pink or something. And he would just start to rub the top of my mound softly and slowly, not going between the legs, just stimulating that mound area. And then he would slowly spread my legs, caress the inner part of my thigh, and kiss there slowly, just starting from the knee and going up from there. Once he got to the panties, he would wrap one middle finger and hook it and go around the edge underneath the panties and take that finger and just lightly touch where the lips came together and just make that whole area tingle. Again, closed lips, no entry. You just run up and down the slit, gently, but underneath the side of the underwear. And then he would take his other finger and loop it around the underwear and use with the pointer and the middle finger to separate my labia open and use the middle finger to dive into there and feel the wetness between it and just slightly enter my pussy and grab some liquid and bring that and just rub it around the outside of my pussy and even rub my liquid all over myself through the side of the underwear. I'm sure at some point this underwear will pull to the side, but he never took the underwear off and he never took the bra off. He didn't need to, but he would rub and rub and rub until I whimpered and panted and came, and I didn't understand what that was. But I would wake up and be so wet between my legs, and that is kind of when I started touching myself after I'd wake up from those dreams. And yeah, to this day, when I think about that man coming into that room and teaching me what it's like to come, it makes me instantly wet. And if I'm ever struggling, I come back to that thought, and I have iterations of that that are much more perverted. I mean, whatever, Gone Wild's pretty pervy, but yeah, I have fun iterations where there's 10 of us that are like between 18 and 23, you know, young women, but virgins, and all of our older men are teaching us in a room, like a workshop almost, and the idea is to see who can make her come first. Yeah, it's pretty pervy, I love it. And other things, lots of iterations. I've been thinking about it for many, many years now. Okay, that's the story. Hopefully it turned you on. I know I'm turned on. I can't really do anything about it because I'm in public and I'm, you know, aforementioned. But I'm gonna go home after this and I'm gonna fuck myself. And it's gonna be awesome. I hope you came with me tonight. And if not, I hope you come some other time. Mostly I'm just glad you're here, whether or not you came. Okay, good night.